好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
今天讲到的题目是开启第三次旅行。
The summer title today is starting the third trip。
开始讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's just pray to God。
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you。
呀，在今天的经文当中，你让我们看见保罗第三次宣教旅行开始了。
And in today's scripture, you just let us see Paul started his third mission journey。
接着保罗的三次旅行，让我们看见教会的宣教一步步的走向成熟。
And you just let's see, and the mission for the church is getting more mature.
从简单的布道开始，进入到教会的牧养和门训。
Starting from the simple the evangelism and just move into the discipleship.
也开始处理教会的一些矛盾啊、纷争啊、软弱啊等等。
Also solve the issue of the conflict in the church.
求主继续的带领和帮助我们。
May God continue to guide and help us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿门。
阿门。
好，开启第三次旅行。
Starting the third trip.
要我们感谢主啊。
Praise the Lord.
要透过路加的笔，把我们带到保罗第三次宣教旅程中来啦。
Through Luke's writing, God just bring us to Paul's third mission journey.
那从地理出发点来看呢，三次宣教旅行都是从安提阿出发的。
Looking at the geographical area, all three mission trips started in Antioch.
那么今天我们会比较多的集中在加拉太，我们可以看保罗经过加拉太，然后遇见亚波罗以及鼓励后来者三方面来看今天经文当中这些片段。
Today we'll focus on three aspects of Paul's passage through Galatia, his encounter with Apollos, and his encouragement of those who came after him.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
经过加拉太。
Passing through Galatia.
呀，这个当保罗第三次宣教旅行开始的时候呢
？When Paul's third mission journeys began.
我们也大致窥见初代教会的宣教范围，对吧？
We also had just a graph, the rough glimpse of the mission scope of the church.
可以说基本上是在今天的土耳其啊、巴尔干半岛啦、希腊等等这些地方，对吧
？Which was basically in today's Turkey, Balkans, and Greece.
它大致上是被黑海、爱琴海和地中海所环绕了。
And those are just surrounded by the Black Sea, Aegean Sea, and the Mediterranean Sea.
我们看见是首先是时空的预备。
First, we see the preparation of time and the space.
去短宣之前呢
？Before they start a mission.
除了时间、装备、人员的预备呢，其实还需要有时空的预备的。
So other than just the preparation of the money, equipment, and the personnel, also they need the time and the space.
这里讲的是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是保罗在耶路撒冷教会其实是住了一段时间，住了一段日子的。
That is, Paul stayed in the church of Jerusalem for some days.
就是说，宣教是回到教会里来停留一段时间，是他属灵生命的需要。
And that is for the missionaries to just report back to the church. That is their spiritual needs.
其实这也是为什么历年来这宣教是有一个回到教会述职的一个需要，对吧？
So that is for all those years, and the missionary they just has a need to report back to the church.
要回来以后呢，也应该跟教会的弟兄姐妹在一起，有一个团契的关系啊。
After returning, missionaries should have a fellowship with brothers and sisters in the church.
在团契的关系里边，可以分享宣教工厂的见闻与挑战呢。
So in the church relationship, they can share their experience and the challenge in the mission field.
当然，也帮助宣教士了解教会的需要嘛。
It also helped missionaries understand the needs of the church.
其实神在这里是建立一个圣灵教会与宣教工厂铁三角的关系，对吧
？So God just forms an iron triangle relationship between the Holy Spirit, the church, and the mission field.
要从保罗当时的情况来看呢
？Looking at the situation of Paul encountered.
几年不见了，差不多五年不见了。
About 5 years not seeing each other.
教会的人脉变动也变了不少了。
The church's connection has changed a lot.
通常一个教会5到7年，可能人的面孔都变得七七八八了。
Usually in 5 to 7 years, at the church, the people just change a lot.
神也会带来许多新的面孔，成为新的肢体，他需要建立新的关系的。
And God will also just bring many new faces. He needs to, they need to re-establish the relationship.
其次呢是离别的思念了。
Secondly, thought of parting.
我通常人的观念来看呢，离别是痛苦的，对吧？
So in this people's thinking, the parting is painful.
但是离别当中也有数算不尽的恩典，你觉得呢？
But it also just brings countless blessings.
彼此之间是有依依不舍的情感呢、啊。
So there's a feeling of being just reluctant to part with each other.
而这些情感是神要用来的一个彼此牵挂呀、啊。
That is that the care that God just wants to use.
可能我们想象不到的是，别离时候的眼泪也是为神所用的。
We may not that realize actually the tears that we shed during parting is used by God.
也甚至是会成为日后祷告当中回想起来的一些回忆、一些记忆呀、啊，对不对
？And those are the memories that we will recall later in our prayer.
也当我们将标杆对准主耶稣基督的大使命的时候呢？
When we set our sight on the Lord's Great Commission,
我们的心思意念、我们的情感、我们的理性等等，都会分别为圣，归给神为神所用的，对吧？
Our thoughts, emotions, rationality, etc. will be sanctified to God.
呀，圣经说我们要凡事奉主耶稣基督的名去行事为人嘛。
The Bible says that we should act in the name of the Lord in everything we do.
那当然也就包括了我们的情感呢、啊、理智啦、啊、回忆啦、啊、思念啦、啊、等等。都在这个里边，对吧？
All this includes our emotion, reason, memories, and thoughts.
所以在基督耶稣里的回忆与思念，就是一份出于心灵和诚实的祷告啦。
Therefore, memories and the thoughts in Christ are prayers made in spirit and the truth.
所以为了这个缘故，从此我们可要珍惜我们自己心中的这份思念，为主所用才好啊。
Therefore, and we can just cherish our thoughts and use them for the Lord.
啊、不要让我们的思念为肉体所用，就被撒旦利用啦。
Don't let our thoughts just be just used by Satan、
啊。最后是坚固众圣徒了。
Finally, strengthen the disciples、
啊。圣经说保罗一行是挨次经过加拉太和弗吕加的地方，对吧
？The Bible says that Paul and his party passed through Galatia and Phrygia in return.
呀、啊，其实保罗是从安提俄出发的，我们都知道。
And we all know Paul set out from Antioch.
他的目的地是直达以弗所的。
His destination was Ephesus.
那在这个过程当中，他要经过一些地方呢。
And he has to pass through many places.
圣经用一个很快的一个速度就把这些地方列出来就好了。
The Bible just lists those places.
他说保罗经过了大树，就是保罗的家乡了，特庇以哥念、安提阿。安提阿是亚细亚的安提阿。不是腓立比的，不是叙利亚的这个安提阿，要分清楚这个，还有老底嘉等等这些地方。
So I just passed through Tarsus, Derbe, and Iconium, and Antioch in Asia, and Laodicea.
我们看到经文其实是用一个非常快的速度把这些地名一带而过。
The scripture just like a fast speed, just bring us through those cities.
呀，其实如果我们查一查，就是加拉太书吧，四章十三节，那里会讲到保罗曾经在加拉太的地方，他得病在那住了一段时间的。
In Galatians chapter 4 verse 13 talking about and Paul his he was ill and during this in Galatia.
神也借着他这个得病呢。他就在加拉太这个地方去传福音啊。
And due to his stay in Galatia for the illness, and he has the opportunity to preach the gospel.
那传福音就有可能有人信耶稣嘛。
And since he just shared the gospel, there are people has the opportunity to believe in Jesus.
有人在那里，你才有可能挨次的经过他们，对吧
？So since there are people there, so he can just go there and also just share the gospel.
呀，其实这些在整个加拉太的这些沿途的地方，很多人很高兴地接待保罗这一次再来了。
So in the place of Galatia, and there's many people just greeting them.
Yeah, 所以在我们生命的服事当中，也会见到这样的果子，对吧
？Therefore, in just our the serving in the life, and we also will can just kind of bear that kind of fruit.
Yeah, 经文中提到一个地方跟加拉太是并排提的，叫做弗吕加。
And there's a place called Phrygia, just mentioned in the scriptures.
这个地方其实是一个小地方，名不经传的一个小地方。
It's a small place and its name is unknown.
就是保罗中途经过的一个好像不太重要的地方。
It was just a place not so important and Paul passed through.
这个地方大概就是亚细亚的安提阿到海边中间经过的一个小山 小山凹吧，一个小山区的地方。
It is from the Antioch to the seaside, and just like in the middle part, and there's a just little hill.
我也在思考为什么圣经要把这个地方和加拉太并排去提到它呢？
I kind of wonder why God just put the Galatia and the Phrygia.
有的时候只能是回头从果效中来看才看得到这个意义啊。
So actually, we can see the meaning just judging it from the effect of the gospel.
如果我们略略查一查，弗吕加这个地方，到达二百多年，就是三世纪的时候呢，这个地方已经变成整个城市、整个山区都变成基督化了。
So for this.Place Phrygia, actually by 3rd century, the entire region had become, has been that Christianized.
所以回头去看呀，两百年以前保罗在那里所留下的福音的果效，那可以看到这个地方的重要性，对吧？
So we can see the effect of gospel. We can see the importance for this place.
可能我们今天在某一个地方传福音。
Maybe today we share the gospel at a certain place.
在我们的有生之年未必见到什么样的。大的果效。
In our life, we may not see the high effect.
但是当我们生命成为过去的时候，可能上帝就要用我们在这里所留下的福音的果效。
However, later, God may just use the effect that when we share the gospel there.
所以这是坚固众圣徒的作用在这里了。
So that is effectiveness than just strengthen the disciples.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
第二点是遇见亚波罗。
Meeting Apollos.
从教会历史中来看呢
，So looking at the church history,
遇见亚波罗绝对是教会历史上的一件大事。
The encounter with Apollos is a major event in the history of the church.
这牵扯到门徒训练的核心价值观呐。
That involves the core value of discipleship.
以及人心当唯一对准主耶稣基督这样的事情，从拣选遇见亚波罗来看非常重要。
So it's the and also the only thing that it should be aligned the human heart with Jesus Christ that meeting Apollos.
亚波罗是一个怎样的人呢
？What kind of person is Apollo?
首先，他是一位有学问的人。
First, he was a knowledgeable person.
今天的世界是不缺乏有学位的人，对吧？很多人都有许多学位。
There's no shortage of people with degrees in today's world.
但是却很难遇见一位真正有学问的人。
But it is difficult to meet a knowledgeable person.
To be honest, 坦率讲，遇见一位就珍惜一位，不容易的这一生啊。
And to be honest, if you can just meet one knowledgeable person, please just treasure that.
那保罗在宣教旅程当中遇见亚波罗，也是心里边非常珍惜的人呐。
During his mission journey, Paul met Apollos, and he really treasured him.
从保罗自己作为一个学者的角度来看呢？
For Paul as a scholar,
他遇见亚波罗这位有学问的人，他心里边是很激动的。
When he met a knowledgeable person like Apollos, and Paul just said he's very excited.
所以他从这个经文当中来看，路加的笔墨如此的浓，非常下笔墨非常浓的笔墨来看呢，看出保罗心中的这份激动啊。
So we can see Paul's that inner excitement, and that also the Luke just wrote this quite intensely in this.
坦率讲，一个有学问的人可以想象到他平常所下的功夫是什么了。
And we can, frankly speaking, and a knowledgeable person in his daily life, and he just put a lot of effort.
不要说哪个国家，全世界来讲，其实真正愿意去读书的人本身就不多了。
In the whole world.Actually, not that many people is willing to study.
数也数得出来，就这几个有学问的人，这个世界上。
So we can just count it. It's just not that many.
几千年的人类历史，算来算去，真正读过书、有些学问的人，也就这几位了，不多的。
So in the thousands of history, actually, just a few people, they are really just effort to study.
因为读书是痛苦的。
Because.Studying is painful.
思想是艰难的。
Thinking is difficult.
坚持就更加凤毛麟角了。
And persistence is even rare.
你呢，弟兄姐妹
？What about you, brothers and sisters?
你是否愿意坚持学习呢
？Are you willing to just persist and to study?
比如说，坚持读圣经，你愿意吗
？For example, you just persist to read the Bible.
你是否愿意每天都读圣经呢
？Are you willing to read the Bible every day?
从早到晚，圣经都是你生命当中不可或缺的灵粮呢
？From morning till night, and the Bible is your spiritual bread.
当然，也不排除会读一些与圣经相关的一些文学啊、历史啊、 哲学啊、逻辑这些有关的知识和书籍，也是一个基督徒的必不可少的一个谦卑啊。
Also the same, and the books related to the Bible, just like those literatures and all those different kinds, and we should just also read it.
圣经还特别强调亚波罗是生长在亚历山大的。
The Bible also emphasized that Apollos was born in Alexandria.
这个亚历山大在哪里呢？
Where is Alexandria?
亚历山大其实就在埃及的西北角。
It's on the northwest of Egypt.
就是有一点接近，就是当年以色列人所居住的歌山地的那个西北角的角落那里。
And it's the northwest side. It's just like the Goshen.
这个背景足以让我们发挥我们自己的想象力，去想一想亚历山大是一个怎样，这个亚波罗是一个怎样的人。
With this background, that is enough for us to just use our imagination about who Apollo is.
因为圣经称的是有学问的，和他出生地是息息相关的。
Because the Bible called him a knowledgeable person, it related to his background.
亚历山大呢，是亚历山大大帝把埃及打下来以后，就送给他的将军了。
So Alexandria, that is a place, and just that it's like a gift to Emperor Alexander.
Yeah, 这个将军呢就将埃及建立的希腊化，非常有学问。
So this the general just established the place is just kind of Greekized.
在当时的时代背景来看呢
，Looking at the background during that time,
亚历山大甚至有当时首屈一指的最著名的。大学，它不叫大学，学府了。
Alexandria had the most famous the university.
亚历山大的图书馆在当时来讲也是首屈一指，没有人可以跟他去比拟的。
And during that time, the libraries in Alexandria also just kind of number one.
就是当时的这个希腊哲学的这个发源地雅典的图书馆也不可以跟亚历山大相比的。
Even the libraries in Athens and they cannot just compete with that.
亚历山大这个城市甚至是学术、科学、医学和天文学的一个全世界的一个中心呐。
Alexandria is also the academic, scientific, and medical and astronomical and centers at that time.
有那么一点的像今天的纽约、华盛顿呐、加州、芝加哥这么一种感觉吧。
It's like a New York, Washington, Chicago, that kind of city.
其次呢，他是一位需要栽培的人。
Secondly, he is a person who needs to be cultivated.
一个非常有学问的人。
A very knowledgeable man.
来到教会，他也必须接受教会的栽培。
When he came to the church, he also needs to be cultivated.
今天在坊间最大的一个问题，就是一个有学问的人来到教会是不甘接受教会的培训教育。
Nowadays, and this a very knowledgeable person when he came to the church.And he just do not just accept to be just re-educated.
我当然指的是一些比较大的学者们吧。
I'm just talking about those like so-called great scholars.
是不愿意谦卑在教会的平信徒啊、执事啊、长老啊、领袖们面前接受教会的基要真理的学习的。
And some of them, they're not just willing to be just educated and to receive the basic truths that lesson.
而这些人马上就走到一个牧者要做的工作，教导啊，做一些大的布道会啊，很多这样的事情，但是自己的根基并不牢啊。
And since their foundation is not solid, however, they just went to the mission field and just try to just do the work.
以致服事的字里行间，然后每一个痕迹都流露出人本主义的味道和他自己的个人的魅力了。
In that situation, in their serving, they're just like the human-centered and just focus on themselves.
但是今天的经文，亚波罗的生命让我们看见有特别与众不同的地方。
However, today's scripture showed us that the Apollos, he has is very unique.
圣经用了一个非常奇妙的图画，让我们看见这里的端倪呀。
Bible just let us see the very just a very special picture about this.
所奇妙的地方在什么地方呢
？So miraculously is.
就是栽培亚波罗的不是学者型的牧者保罗，不是保罗栽培他们的。
So miraculously, it was not Paul, the scholar type pastor, who cultivated Apollos.
乃是作为教会的平信徒的领袖，是作为平信徒身份的百基拉、亚居拉这一对夫妇来栽培的亚波罗。
But Priscilla and Aquila, who were just the lay believers,
当时遇见亚波罗的时候呢？
When they met Apollos,
亚波罗的信仰状态仍然停留在施浸约翰的教导阶段。
Apollos' state of faith was still at a stage of John the Baptist's teaching.
就是他相信耶稣基督可能是弥赛亚哦。
That is his belief that the Jesus may be the Messiah.
因此他传的信息就是天国近了，你们要悔改，这当然毫无问题了。
So the message he preached is the kingdom of heaven is at hand, one should repent.
我们知道 耶稣接受完浸礼之后呢，那约翰就被希律王抓了嘛。
And we know when Jesus was baptized and then John was just arrested by King Herod.
那约翰是一个直接指出希律王的罪的一个人。
John the Baptist, the one pointed King Herod at his sin.
所以那做王嘛，当然有个权柄，想杀就杀咯。
Therefore, the King Herod has the authority. He just killed John.
所以约翰死的时候呢，并没有经历耶稣的像其他的门徒、其他的使徒所经历的耶稣的受死啦、埋葬啦、复活啦等等，他没有经历啊。
Therefore, before John the Baptist was killed, he did not experience the core meaning of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
而没有经历这一切东西，他走到土耳其，走到希腊，传施浸约翰的这个信息的时候，就不包括这部分的内容了。
Therefore, and when he just preached, he did not include those contents.
而不包括这些内容，就失去了整个基督教信仰最核心的复活呀。
If he did not mention this, and he just missed the core value aboutJesus' resurrection.
所以百基拉、亚居拉就将教会的这些基要真理教导亚波罗。
Therefore, Priscilla and Aquila just taught Apollos the basic truths of the church.
这就填补了亚波罗对真理认识的空白了。
So they just filled the gap in Apollos' knowledge of the truth.
这里告诉我们一个什么道理呢？
So what does this tell us?
人人都需要被教导啊。
That is, everyone needs to be taught.
否则参与教会基要真理的服事呢？
And also the participating in the service of the teaching the basic truth.
如果重视它的话呢？
If you just focus and pay attention,
可能在你日常的主日学教导当中，基要真理的教导当中，有一天在你所教导的人当中会出一个亚波罗出来啊。
And also from this, and in your just the teaching of the basic truth, maybe they will be just that you can teach an Apollos.
如果我们在基要真理上不好好的教导这些有学问的人呢？
If we do not just teach the basic truths for those knowledgeable people,
那就出不来亚波罗啦。
And in this case, there won't be an Apollo just
可能出来的是个梁波罗、张波罗、李波罗啦。
And it could be just somebody else.
就是一个带着人本主义、人文主义的角色和个人魅力去传讲他心中认为上帝的道啦。
In that case, if he did not receive the basic church learning, and he may just become the main center.
最后他是一位有能力的人。
Finally, he is a capable man.
圣经不但说亚波罗是生在亚历山大。
The Bible not only says that Apollos was born in Alexandria.
还说他是一位有学问的人呐。
But also says that he was knowledgeable.
更加宝贵的是说他最能讲解圣经，这个多宝贵的评价。
What is even more valuable is that he is the best at explaining the Bible.
可以说在整本圣经或者整个教会历史当中，这是一个不可多得的存在，不容易看见的一个人啊。
This is also a rare occurrence in the history of the church.
上帝甚至在神的话语当中说他是最能讲解圣经，哇，好高的评价。
Because the Bible just giving a very high system evaluation, he's the best at explaining the Bible.
坦率讲，由圣经为其背书，说他最能讲解圣经，也就独此一人了。保罗都没有受到这样的赞誉啊。
And he's the only, actually, Apollo is the only person who's endorsed by the Bible and is said to be the best interpreter of the Bible. Even Paul did not receive that.
那我在想一个问题啊。
So I was thinking one question.
如此有能力的人。
So a person who is so capable.
怎么没有神没有叫这位能人的奖章或者书信流传于世呢？
So how come God just did not just let his either a sermon or letters to be just spread throughout the world?
具体什么原因可能我真的不知道。
So I don't know what is the reason.
但是显然神认为没有这个必要。
Obviously, God doesn't think it's necessary.
同意吗？神如果觉得有必要，一定会把亚波罗的那么好能力的书信啊、著作流传于世，甚至放到圣经里边去啊。
So do you agree? Otherwise, God would just let those and just to Apollos the preaching included in the Bible.
这里其实给我们一个警醒，给我们一个提醒，对吧
？Here, this also give us a warning.
就人这一生其实没有必要去单纯的追求所谓的能力了。
That is, we do not need to pursue so-called power.
我们的日子如何，力量就如何。
So our strength is according to just our situation.
我们的能力不是求回来的。
So the power is just not by prayer.
是随着我们的属灵生命的日子蒙神赐予的。
And it is given just according to our spiritual life and given by God.
所以我们要追求的是我们对神的顺服与忠心。阿们。
Therefore, we must pursue obedience and faithfulness to God.
好，我们来看第三点，鼓励后来者。
Let's look at third point, encourage the latecomers.
圣经说，在后的不要在前，在前的不要在后啊。
The Bible says that the last will be first, and the first will be last.
但是坦率讲，人这一生要活清楚这个真理，实在是不容易啊。
However, in our whole life, it is not easy to live clearly this truth.
Yeah, 首先是超越百基拉和亚居拉。
First, beyond Priscilla and Aquila.
Yeah, 这个教会生活中的常态啊。
A normal thing in the church life.
就是原来走在后面的人会超越自己的。
Is that those who are behind will surpass themselves.
你说怎么办呢？
What to do?
如果是从世界而来的价值观或者感觉是什么呢
？The feeling that comes from the world and the values.
那心里边当然会嫉妒嘛。
Of course, you will have a jealousy.
有了嫉妒，当然就会有纷争啦。
If there's the jealousy, there will be dispute.
再加上品格还有限，给人穿个小鞋，使个绊子啊。
And if those limited character, people may just give someone a hard time.
如果最后人堕落到一个成为恶人的地步了，就落井下石呗。
And when they just become an evil person, they will just make people stumbling blocks.
这样的事情难道在世界上我们还看得少吗？不少的。
So isn't that rare in the world? It is very common.
任何一个公司啊、单位啊、什么地方都有可能发生这样的情况，对吧
？So in any like a company, and we can see that.
但是从神而来的人就不同啦。
But people who come from God and it's different.
价值观应该完全不一样。
The value is totally different.
然后我们应该见到有人超越自己而满足啊，弟兄姐妹。
So we should feel satisfied when we see someone surpass ourselves.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这件事是蒙神悦纳的。
Because this thing pleases God.
我相信这也是百基拉、亚基拉夫妇生命当中的喜乐呀。
I believe this is the joy of Priscilla and Aquila.
Yeah, 就是他们在祷告中体会了耶稣基督的心、啊、
That is, in their prayers, they realized the heart of Jesus Christ.
就是让他们看见他们所栽培出来比自己更强的亚波罗，他心里边就满足啊。
And which allowed them to cultivate Apollos who was stronger than themselves.
坦率讲，我今天在神在人面前不止一次了，我再讲一遍，这也是我的心愿吧。
To be honest, just in front of God and people, this is also my prayer.
就是盼望教会的弟兄姐妹有一天可以走到我的前面来，超越我，能够服侍神，这是我的莫大的感恩呐、啊。
That is, the brothers and sisters in the church can one day just go ahead of me, and I will feel very thankful.
Yeah, 我在讲道、门训、主日学、辅导等等个人交往当中，尽我所能，倾囊相授，绝不去留半点的地步。
So in my preaching, discipleship, and the Sunday school, I do not just keep anything for myself. I just want to just give all.
也盼望神赐给我一颗心，是看见有弟兄姐妹超越我的，我就满足，我就感恩，好不好
？I just pray to God, and I'll just be very thankful if someone can just surpass me.
我也祷告，求神鼓励我的弟兄姐妹来效法我，如同我效法主一样。
I just pray that the brother sister can imitate me just like the way I imitate God.
其次是前往亚该亚去栽培人的。
Second, go to Achaia to cultivate people.
亚保罗是沿亚波罗是沿着保罗们的宣教旅程从亚细亚前往亚该亚。
Apollos followed Paul's missionary journey from Asia to Achaia.
从国家来看呢，就是从土耳其到希腊嘛。
And that is from Turkey to Greece.
其实这是一个非常大的跨越哦，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, actually, this is a very big leap.
从洲际关系来看，是从亚洲到欧洲了。
So it is from Asia to Europe.
从文化上来讲，是从东方到西方了。
From culture to look, it's from east to west.
而且是前往西方思想的摇篮希腊呀。
And it is also the cradle of the Western thought.
圣经怎么说呢？
How does the Bible say?
圣经说他想往雅盖亚去，弟兄们就勉励他。
And when he wishes to cross Achaia, the brothers encourage him.
而且还写信给门徒，请那里的雅盖亚的门徒接待他呀。
And wrote to the disciples to welcome him.
他到了那里就多帮助那些蒙恩信主的人呐。
When he arrived, he greatly helped those who through grace had believed.
呀，显然亚波罗没有依靠自己的能力啊。
Obviously, Apollos did not rely on his own ability.
乃是与教会的资源肢体相连。
But connected with the resources and the members of the church.
他接受弟兄姐妹的接待。
He accepted the brother sister's reception.
这个接受的本身就是生命影响生命的契机了。
Actually, accepting by itself, it influenced the life with his life.
好，最后是成为保罗辩论的补足啊。
Finally, complementing Paul's argument.
呀，我们知道保罗的服事常态就是去到犹太会堂与人辩论嘛。
We know that Paul's normal state of ministry was to debate with people in the synagogue.
保罗的能力毋庸置疑，但他也是孤掌难撑啊。
There's no doubt about Paul's ability, but he just can't stand it alone.
已经走了三次宣教旅程了。
He's been through three mission journeys.
不管从哪个角度讲，一个人总是他这个人在服事也会累的。
No matter what, it is he would be very tired if just he served by himself.
神就差派亚波罗来帮助保罗了。
So God sent Apollos to help Paul.
成为保罗的同工啊。
And become Paul's co-worker.
那从今年开始呢？
Starting from this year,
每一个有五个礼拜的主日呢
？So each month, if there's like a five Sunday worship,
第五个礼拜我会请教会的同工来负责讲道。
The fifth Sunday, I invited the coworkers to preach.
那一个主日呢，也请他去负责主日学。
And that Sunday also, I invited him to teach the Sunday school.
我也盼望今年有那么几个人能够成为渐渐的。牧师的同工啊
，I just hope and that from this and there's a few coworkers can become pastors' coworkers.
教会不是牧师的，是基督的。
Church does not belong to the pastor; it belongs to Christ.
所以在我的服事的过程当中，也盼望尽可能多的弟兄姐妹能够走到台上来服事神的。
Therefore, in my ministry, I also just pray that the brother sister can also just serve at a podium.
圣经说亚波罗在众人面前极有能力驳倒犹太人。
So the Bible says Apollo for his powerfully refuted the Jews in public and showing the better scripture.
而且呢，他还是引圣经证明耶稣就是基督啊。
He just showed that by scriptures that the Christ was Jesus.
坦率讲，这是非常不容易的事情。
Be honest speaking, that is not easy.
今天能够引经据典说明耶稣是基督的人，也是寥寥无几的。
And today, very rare, there are people who's able to preach about Christ was Jesus.
因为这件事情是全世界全宇宙当中最大的智慧了。
And this is the greatest wisdom in the whole universe.
能说明这个道理，他就是一个智者。你能吗
？If a person can just explain this well, he must be a wise person.
坦率讲，属基督的人都应该能够有这个智慧，说明这个道理啊。
So to be honest, the person belong to Christ should be able to preach about this.
好，当然凡事有利也会有弊啦。
Of course, everything has pros and cons.
亚波罗的天赋异禀。在哥林多教会也引起了一些追随者呀。
Apollo's extraordinary gift attracted some followers,
甚至在教会里是产生了分裂
，even caused a division in the church.
所以我也求神帮助我们教会的每一位弟兄姐妹。
I also pray to God and to help brothers and sisters in the church.
不要尝试去追随一些有能力的人。
Don't try to just kind of follow like a very just a powerful one person.
而是有一个属灵生命借着没那么多能力的人去追随大能的主啊。
Just through those the people who are not so capable, but just through them and to follow God.
呀，当时呀，哥林多教会的一些会众呢？
During that time, the congregation in the Corinthian church.
他因为欣赏亚波罗，就拒绝保罗和彼得，这是有点 ridiculous， 有点不合理了。
And they just reject Paul and Peter because their appreciation of Apollos.
但这却是人性使然的。
However, that is just from human nature.
我回想起我自己服事的经历当中，也有类似这样的经历吧。
I remember in my serving, I also experienced that.
我就不点名不讲地方了。
And I don't say the name of the place.
我曾经去到一个宣教工厂，在一个教会里服事。
I used to just went to a mission field to serve.
神的确给了我讲道的恩赐，给了我去门训和主日学的恩赐，这是神给的。
And God did give me the gift to preach and also to teach the discipleship.
那我在那里一讲完道呢，教会就有些弟兄姐妹非常喜欢我。
And after the preaching, and the brothers and sisters, many of them, they likes me.
那我原来的那个牧师当然就有些刺猬，有些不高兴了。
And the pastor there and was not quite happy.
教会里边也产生一些纷争，我也刚刚出来服事，也没有这方面的经验了。
It also just caused just some dispute in the church, and at that time, I'm not quite experienced to handle that.
我如果有今天的成熟呢，我就会尽我所能，不要那些追随我的人继续追随我，乃是尽我所能去扶持、维护和帮助我原来的那个年长的那个牧者了。
If I'm mature enough, just like today, and I would just help the pastor and who's in the kind of situation.
我甚至心里边也有些沾沾自喜的感觉了。
Actually, during that time, I just feel kind of that satisfied about myself.
这些沾沾自喜的感觉和那些追随我的人的那些感觉融为一体，成为教会的分裂与破坏了。
And the feeling about the self-satisfied, and also just that for the people to just like to follow me, which caused a division in the church.
Yeah, 这是每一个牧者出来服事难免都会遇到的情况。
That is a situation for the every pastor who started to serve in the church, and that
may happen. 特别是一些新的牧者和老的牧者在一起交接的时候，特别容易产生这样的矛盾了。
Especially during the transition from the new pastor. And also the old pastor.
Yeah, 保罗就鼓励和劝勉教会要看神，不要看人的。
Paul encouraged the church to look at God rather than people.
Yeah, 因为那种得民心者得天下的人本主义并不讨神的喜悦。
Because the kind of humanism in which those who win the hearts of the people win the world does not please God.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, 保罗的第三次宣教旅行开始了。
Paul's third mission journey begins.
我们看见保罗的脚步也越走越稳了。
We see Paul's footstep became more and more steady.
开始向深水处撒网。
And he began to cast his net into the deep water.
也看见保罗的生命开始进入一个得人如得鱼的一个生命了。
He just catching people like just fish.
从开始的简简单单的布道，到现在有门训、栽培、差派和处理教会的矛盾了。
Just from the beginning of the simple evangelism to now discipleship, cultivation, and sending, and this whole deal with the church dispute,
以及他属灵生命的成熟与成长了。
And he also showed the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the maturity and the growth of his spiritual life.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你让我们看见保罗开始了第三次宣教旅行。
We thank you. You let us see, and Paul started the third.Mission journey.
看见他从安提俄出发。
We see that he started from the Antioch.
走过曾经走过的道路。
And he's been through the place he's been through.
也去挨次探访在加拉太这个地方曾经见过的弟兄姐妹。
He also just visited the brother sister in Galatia.
啊，主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿意神在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
May you have your sovereignty in us.
也让他看见他一步一步的往前走。
And we see this and also support this step by step.
他留下的果效甚至是几百年以后的。
The step that he left actually just lasts for the 100 years.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
帮助我们。
Please help us.
能够在教会这个土壤当中有耶稣基督的栽培。
So in the soil of the church, and we can have the cultivation.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.